This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural Empowering. Your health as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective. Serenity is the natural sleep aid supplement that helps you wind down without the grogginess and fogginess that habit-forming sleep aids can sometimes cause. Try it risk-free for 90 days with 15% off from eunatural.com using checkout code eHealth. 15. Again, that is unatural.com. Check out code eHealth 15.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Scott Wilson, the president of Ustrive Manufacturing, a Los Angeles-based garment maker specializing in knitwear and is the first and only vertical clothing manufacturer in North America to be certified to both the Global Organic Textile Standard and Textile Exchange's Organic Contact Standard, the world's two leading organic textile standards in the world. Most recently, Ustrive has begun manufacturing washable face masks and other personal protective equipment in Los Angeles for the government, large corporations, and other institutions. Mr. Wilson, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure.
So, Mr. Wilson, your company started out as a garment maker specializing in knitwear, and you've currently added PPE to your manufacturing lineup. How does a t-shirt manufacturer end up making PPE for medical and non-medical use? Let's kick things off with that question today.
Well, that's a good question. It started with actually a phone call from Kaiser on March 27th, to be exact. And prior to that, I'd never seen a mask or an isolation gown. And we were basically put into the business of making those products under FDA standards virtually overnight. And fortunately, our GOTT standards had trained us to deal with high level of processing. And so we were able to make the transition fairly easy, actually.
That's pretty awesome. You were able to step up to the plate and make things happen per the request and the order and the need as well. Now, how easy was it to transition your manufacturing plant into making the organic washable face mask? And what kind of volume are you doing each month since the pandemic started?
The first things we had to do was create the social distancing within our factories. Most factories are set up to where an assembly line runs at about a 3 foot, each operator is about 3 feet apart. Because it is an assembly line, you want it close together. Well, under the new guidelines, you had to be 6 feet apart. So basically, our production capacity was cut in half. And so that in itself was the first challenge. Second challenge is keeping the employees safe. We had to meet FDA standards and then some additional standards that we put in place ourselves, like scanning the employees twice a day when they arrive at work with infrared forehead scanners. And then we scan them again after lunch. And this ensures that everyone there is not running a temperature. We wash our hands four times a day. They eat in separate kind of little cubicles now, and then they have to wear masks and gloves. So the process part didn't change a whole lot other than the distancing of the equipment, but the social aspect obviously changed quite a bit.
It most certainly has, hasn't it? It's really some difficult, challenging times, no doubt about that. Now, you currently are the only manufacturer that can state your masks are organically dyed. What makes your face mask better than the run-of-the-mill cloth mask being made by a ton of other companies?
Well, it's primarily the chemicals that are in the mask our chemicals that are ingredients that are in the mask are basically salt, vinegar, baking soda, and organic dyes. These are all ingredients that you have in your kitchen. You know, you can bake a pie with these ingredients. Every other product mask on the market is made with the primary ingredient in the dyeing process is formaldehyde. And in the list of other chemicals, sulfuric acid, sulfates, and there's a lot of other toxic chemicals I can go on and on about. And this is in your clothes that you're wearing every day, as well as in the mask. And that's due to how the current dyeing processes that most companies adhere to. So you're breathing in those chemicals every time you take a breath. Now, wearing it's one thing. Breathing it, I think, is taking it to another level. So the difference is breathing in natural ingredients versus toxic chemical ingredients.
And I'd say that's a huge, huge difference maker for sure. Now, as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective, try Serenity at 15% off from unatural.com with checkout code eHealth15. Again, that is eunatural.com, checkout code eHealth15. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Scott Wilson, the president of Ustrive Manufacturing, a Los Angeles-based garment maker specializing in knitwear. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Wilson, being sustainable is a big part of what you do. Can you give us some examples of how sustainability is core to your business practice and manufacturing processes?
Well, the first and most important thing is transparency and accountability through the process. When I was tasked to do this job, I thought organic clothing. I've been in the business 30 years as a manufacturer, and when I was tasked to make organic clothing, I thought, oh, this is going to be easy. And it turned out to be probably the hardest thing I've done. And the reason was there was no organic process when it came to the dyeing process. Everything was up to the growth and the cultivation of the organic fiber, the cotton itself. But past that, everything else was dyed in the same nasty manners that everything is dyed in. So we learned really quick that there truly was no organic clothing in the industry, and that was our first goal, was to take care of that whole supply chain and created quite a few challenges, and we had to create some milestones to be able to make this process real. And now that we've done it, we try to instill that into every form of clothing or product we make. For example, the mask. It wasn't required for us to organic dye it. We just did it because it's the right thing to do.
That certainly does say a lot about who you are as a person and a company, and really making an impact in the space. And we thank you for what you're doing as well. Now, are you working on any other new products in the PPE space? And is Ustrive Manufacturing in it for the long haul?
Yeah, we've committed now to the PPE domestic manufacturing. In fact, we're developing with Kaiser Permanente right now, and some other agencies, medical agencies, a washable gown. The thing that drives me crazy about the medical industry, it's all single use. You wear the thing for 3 or 4 hours and you throw it away. And this is, one, not sustainable, and two, it just clogs landfills. So you can imagine how many masks and gowns are being disposed of on a minute-by-minute basis. So, again, being true to our who we are, that was driving us crazy. So we've been developing a washable gown that it can be washed minimum 10 times. Then after that washing, and this is a level 3 isolation gown that can be used for clinical use, surgeries, and clinical use. Once that gown is been washed 10 times, that gown can be labeled as a level one gown, which is a basic isolation gown that requires minimal penetration. We can continue to use that gown as a level one. So this gown goes from a one use, virtually 5 minute to a few hours worth of lifetime, to 20 washes, you know, depending on how long that can be. It could last you weeks or maybe a month. And that is also being able to track with an RFID technology that currently exists. We've matched it with some of our own proprietary technology that we've developed to track our chemicals output in our washing. And that allows us to track the wash, pings an order back to procurement after the sixth wash, and then on the 10th wash, it pings the operator at the wash house to dispose of the item or to relabel it as a level one. So we're very excited about this. This will be a huge breakthrough for the medical industry.
It certainly will. And really, again, we appreciate all that you're doing in the space, especially during these difficult, challenging times with COVID-19. Lastly, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed all of us, obviously. And as we move into the phase of post-COVID-19, what things have you learned as a good steward of the community and environment?
I've learned to appreciate, the ability to have a job, because we weren't working for a few weeks prior to the shutdown. I mean, we were shut down and we were brought back to work. And I appreciate the fact that we went from 100 employees to over 300 employees, and we're continuing to be able to take care of the community and our workforce during these hard times. And that is probably the thing I appreciate the most. The other thing I learned is the community support and the business support, and how everyone has stepped up. And from a business standpoint, Kaiser's been amazing on how they have reacted to this. And so I'm just impressed with how everyone's on the private and medical sector has stepped up and really taken this challenge on to break this curve.
I certainly do agree. Being thankful is the number one top thing that I've learned personally through all of this. And we thank you for pointing that out and for taking a moment to be with us here today on the program. Where can listeners get more information on Ustrive Manufacturing and be in touch accordingly?
Okay, our website is ustrivemfg.com. There's plenty of good information on there to learn about us.
And again, listeners, it is ustrivemfg.com. Mr. Wilson, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Scott Wilson, president of Ustrive Manufacturing, a Los Angeles-based garment maker specializing in knitwear, and is the first and the only vertical clothing manufacturer in North America to be certified to both the Global Organic Textile Standard and Textile Exchange's Organic Contact Standard, the world's two leading organic textile standards. And for further information on Ustrive Manufacturing, visit ustrivemfg.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective. Try Serenity at 15% off from unatural.com with checkout code eHealth15. Again, that is eunatural.com, checkout code eHealth15.